Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Rude. How are you, sir?
I'm delightful. How are you?
It's
a lovely sunny day here up in the New York area.
Nice. Very, very nice.
It's like the sun is just shining a little brighter today.
Just a little brighter. I love what you threaded. Ronald Filipowski said, Trump demands that Arizona become a pro-choice state to save his election. And you said, keep bragging about overturning Roe dumb bleep.
Yeah.
And I agree.
I mean, Oh, did I say dumb F or dumb ass?
Ass.
Okay. You can say dumb ass.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I try to be super FCC compliant.
That.
So, yeah, I mean, what is happening in Arizona and the fact that the GOP and Sean Hannity mm-hmm. are saying, Democrats, stop this. It's like, well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations, you caught the car.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
You know.
Now what do you do?
Exactly.
Right. Oh, gee, maybe there was some, I don't know, Supreme Court ruling that would have taken care of all of this. I love that Trump has just gone. Apparently, the states' rights has just entered his brain, and he's going to repeat it over and over. Somebody asked him, should women be prosecuted for having abortions? And he said, it's up to the states, it's states' rights. And it's like, he doesn't know what that means.
No,
he
doesn't.
It just means I don't have to make a decision. Don't ask me.
Exactly. You also posted about Elon and DEI and how that Tesla has that in their, it's part of their.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
DEI, yeah.
Yeah.
Tesla has a whole DEI policy. Yeah. It's incredible.
But Elon is against it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the woke mind virus. But Tesla, it brags that 2/3 of their workforce is a majority minority company. So that 2/3 of their employees are non-white. Mm-hmm. And because of their DEI initiatives mm-hmm. that they have there, and it's like, dude, why are you demanding that it be banned every other place?
Exactly. I don't quite understand what they're trying to do with that, because it used to be, what was it, politically incorrect, and then right. It became, and it's the same trope, just different names every 10 or 15 years, because liberal used to be it, you know, that it's progress. It makes me crazy that, I don't know.
Political correctness mm-hmm. was it for a long time.
Yeah. And it's now woke.
Yeah.
Woke.
The woke mind virus.
Yes. And Bill Maher got off on it on Friday night, blaming Canada for being too woke.
Canada?
Yeah.
Yep.
Why? Because they're actually, you know, giving a crap about the indigenous population there? I mean,
he said it's their housing.
Not
is...
even in all places. You know, you go to Calgary and Alberta, and there's still a lot of problems there.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely. No,
Calgary and Alberta are like the, you know, the Dallas and Houston of of Canada.
Yeah. It's the Texas of
exactly.
Of
Canada. Alberta is the Texas of Canada.
Oh, okay, I've never been to Alberta.
Oh, yeah. It's really conservative in the middle of the country.
It's all oil, and even though it's some of the most beautiful wilderness you'll ever see anywhere. But yeah, it's all oil there.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. And apparently violent homicides are going down, but everybody on the GOP side is complaining that crime is up when it's actually down. I'm confused, Rude. Help me.
Yeah. I wrote about that in my new piece up on my blog.
What?
About how, you know, the GOP is eager to ignore Trump's crimes while lying that there is a massive crime wave. I mean, all the time you say, even Fox will say, you know, oh, we see statistics that say crime is going down, but people don't feel safe. And it's like, huh, I wonder why they don't feel safe. Maybe because they're watching you.
Yeah.
And Citizen App and Nextdoor. Those
Next
are
door.
Like
yes.
Hellscapes.
They are.
When it comes to crime in your neighborhood.
I saw a black person walking down the street. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was walking by my house yesterday. Ooh.
Ooh, they look like a migrant. It might be part of the Biden migrant crime wave.
Yeah, I mean, Nextdoor, do not go on it unless you want to laugh at people. Because it's really like, it's... Yeah, you even posted this. Republicans are forcing us to live in their fantasy world of rampaging migrants and post-birth baby murdering. They're still talking about
baby murder, which is illegal.
It is against the law, I believe, to kill babies.
Yeah.
I just want somebody to come out and go, all right, you got me. I'm the one that goes and kills the babies after birth. I'm the one that they call when it's like, you know, oh, I wanted a girl, but I got a boy. All right, I guess we got to abort this one.
After it's born.
I have a special dispensation from the Democrat-led government that I can go around and kill babies. It seems like that's what they think, that everybody's anxiously waiting to see if they can have an opportunity to murder a baby.
Yeah, when they talk about the ninth month, if in the last trimester somebody needs to terminate a pregnancy, it's not because they want to do that.
Right.
It's a necessity. It's for the fetus and or the mother.
Right.
So it's insane for the, oh, you want it up to birth. Roe didn't even allow for that, except for in medical emergencies.
That's right.
It only allowed for it after the 6 month in medical emergencies. And that's it, because it's supposed to do something helpful to the person carrying said child. So people like Liz Cheney still talks about it. Saying that, as much as I support her in other ways, that's just, she's lying. And I'm tired.
Yeah, there's only one way that any of us support Liz Cheney.
Yes.
So otherwise, she's a complete monster.
Right.
But, you know, this thing has become like this lie that the right has depended on to try to rile up the base. And nobody questions, like, show me one case of a baby a baby being born and then killed
right
after birth because the mother wanted to abort it.
Right.
Just show me a case. And they have not. There's no evidence of that at all. It was one thing that Governor Northam said in Virginia a few years back. Former Governor Northam said a few years back in a radio interview that even he clarified later. But that has now become an article of faith on the right.
That's
that
right.
Democrats want to kill your baby.
And unfortunately, it's effective because nobody fact checks that.
Right.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's effective.
I don't know why anybody, when they're interviewing somebody, doesn't call them out on it. Every now and then somebody will call somebody out, but it's very rare that they get called out.
Well, they mostly say it on these right-wing networks that have no fact-checking, that are all softball interviews.
Right.
So, you know, it just perpetuates in that right-wing blogosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Either that, or if they are asked about it on mainstream media, non-right-wing media, then they affect this attitude of, well, Yeah, you know it happens.
Right.
Everybody
right.
knows it happens.
Right.
You know, it's the Trump salesmanship angle there. Everybody wants this. Everybody knows.
Right.
Everybody wanted Roe v. Wade overturned. Even on the left, they wanted Roe v. Wade overturned. It was like, no, we wanted, what we wanted was a federal law.
Right.
That's what we wanted. But without a federal law, we were fine with Roe v. Wade still being there.
Exactly. Exactly. So are you going to go down to the courthouse and watch Donald today?
Nah, you know what? It's going to be a circus down there.
He's going to wash his
hair. People that you might have to be around. There's this guy in New York that shows up with this giant Trump sign all the time. I talked to him once at something, and he was like, how proud he was that he spent like $1,000 on this, you know, 20-foot-wide Trump sign. And it was like, man, this is what you do with your life? This is your life, man.
Wow, that is sad. That is very, very sad. Do we know what time the trial starts today?
I'm assuming at like 10.
Yeah.
That's what time.
Yeah. Usually,
yeah.
And do you agree that he might have violated the gag order against at least Michael Cohen at this point?
I think that he's violated gag orders so many times that he would have been punished if he were in some kind of sex dungeon.
Well, yes. But because he is a former president, he has been given so much leeway.
Yeah. They every step of this criminal proceeding, everything along the way has demonstrated just how clearly there is a multi-tiered justice system. Yeah. That we're not treating a former president like everyone else shows that everyone is not equal in the eyes of the law. And it points up one of the great lies in the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he says there's a two-tiered justice system, he's benefiting from that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not being derided for it. He's getting the good end of it.
Yeah, and he will never admit any wrong. That, I mean, this case right here, if he'd have just admitted wrong early on, he would have paid a small fine and it would have gone away.
Yeah.
But he would have had to have said he was wrong.
Yep.
Right.
And he can't do that.
He would rather go down with the ship than ever, ever give that leeway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are correct, sir.
Yeah, he's been that way his entire life.
Yeah.
He's never been wrong his entire life, according to him.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
There was something recently that he said, I love when he says nobody knows something better than me. FISA. It was on FISA.
Yeah.
Somebody asked him about the renewal of the FISA law. And he said, nobody knows FISA better than me. And it was like, yeah, a lot of people know it better than you.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Especially the section that they need to renew.
Yeah.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity. And what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
It's just the, it's just, you know what gets me? It's just how friggin' weird he is.
Yes!
I mean, he's just a weirdo. He's, you know, and like, they're just worshiping this weird, sad man. And I sit there and watch people doing this. I'm like, this is somebody that you would be spitting on if he was a Democrat because of how weird he is.
Yes.
And how weird he looks. Just how weird he looks.
That's wrapped into how weird he is. Yeah. Everything about that man is weird.
Yeah. Yeah. The way he acts, the way he speaks, even before his brain started crumbling inside
melting.
His skull.
Yeah.
Yeah, before the brain worms got there. Yeah, he's just... Lawrence O'Donnell, we'll play that audio that he did last week, the beautiful teardown of Donald's looks and what the jury is going to be looking at. It was a brilliant piece that was written for him, or he wrote. It's just fantastic. And he's absolutely right. Can you imagine if Biden looked like that? And stuttering on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Stuttering and lumbering around and doing this arthritic little, you know, double handy dance. sorry, trying to come up with a great, with a compliant way of saying that.
Staring at eclipses
without eye protection. Eclipses. Yes. No. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was, and then, you know, I don't know. Have you ever seen him close up?
No. I mean, not in person. I've never seen
him close up when he was running. Actually, I was there for the Stephanie Miller show. I was at one of his events, small events. You see him close up and it's like, oh my God, why did he do that? Why would you do that to your face? And it's a totally different experience than watching him on television, where it still looks, you know, stark and awful.
Right.
But it's just, it's obvious that like they've just used some kind of face spackle on him to try to, you know, get rid of some of the creases and labial folds on his neck.
Ew, rude.
Well, what was it last week? He appeared like he had crap.
On his face.
On his face.
Yeah, it's a new kind of bronzer.
Yeah.
Or something.
That was so
it's a
weird
springtime
looking.
Color.
Yeah, it's a springtime color.
Because he's in autumn.
Well, Rude, thank you so much for being on with us today. We really appreciate you being here, sir.
Well, always happy to talk to you guys.
And check out his scribblings at rudepundit.blogspot.com.
Beautiful.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks,
have
Lee.
A good rest of the show.
Bye.